Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. In today's second half, we have a focus on KMFDM. I reached mastermind Sascha Konietzko in Hamburg by phone, so stay tuned for that. To get you in the mood, crank it up already, starting it off with Eisbrecher.
Eisbrecher.
Cult, there was a special song going out to Annika in Baden-Baden. She loves the harsher tones and didn't know about Philip Boer's two-album side project where he invited such artists like Dave Lombardo of Slayer, Dave Ball of Killing Joke, Mille Petrozza of Creator and Jim Martin of Faith No More, amongst others. I love this sound. Next, going over to my beautiful hometown Nuremberg, Blumener Hayes rattled with their 1995 album At the Doors to success, but bummer, they weren't heard.
We'll be right back. jeder Mensch hat ein zweites Gesicht.
Dieser Ort ist Gewissmatch. Oh, mein Recht, wer ist so?
SITD with Richtfest right here on Radio Goethe. You can find the playlist at radiogoethe.org or just look me up at Facebook, MySpace or Twitter. Next, another project from Nuremberg. Retrosick are without compromises, harsh and right between your eyes. Sounding a bit like legendary EBM godfather Wopscut. From Diary of Dreams to our KMFDM special here on Radio Goethe. The band has put out a new album and is getting ready to tour all over the US and Canada in August. Later in the year, they will hit Europe with many dates in France and Germany. To find out more about the tour, go to kmfdm.net.
Hallo, hier spricht Sascha von KMFDM und ihr hört Radio Goethe.
Well, it was a mixture of things. For one, two of my band members had lots of commitments with their other project, the Spitting Cobras, and they were touring a lot and only had limited availability to the KMFDM album. So a lot of the stuff that I was working on in the past was kind of exchanged early on between the band members, and, you know, guitars, drums, and all that kind of stuff flowed in at an earlier stage than this time. And in fact, on this album there's very limited live drums kind of stuff going on, and it's very electronic. I mean, mostly myself and Lucia worked on it in the absence of availability of the other guys, and it just turned out that way, and it was real fun to work that way, because as you know, compromises lead to non-decision making, and this was just like, let's make decisions, let's do it, you know?
Sascha von KMFDM und ihr hört Radio Goethe.
I don't know if it's an indication of how things will go in the future. It was just make the best out of a situation that was kind of weird, because obviously I've been gone for 3.5 years now, away from Seattle, that is. And I see my guys only when we're on tour, and we don't really have that much exchange about really planning on what is it that we all want to do. And you know, maybe, and I wouldn't blame them at all, but, you know, in a way, I wouldn't put it aside that, you know, they may feel like a little bit abandoned because I'm just over here and I'm, you know, pushing ahead, forging ahead. And they're just over there and, like, trying to build their own thing, you know, trying to build their own band and get their own sort of fan base together. So it's one of these points in time where, I don't know the word in English, but in German it would be a Scheideweg.
Hi, this is Sasha from KMFDM, and you're listening to Radio Gothi.
Yeah, it seems to be more and more the way to go, really, because it's not feasible to fly a bunch of people from the U.S. over to just play one show in Europe. And I don't mean this like in a totally negative way, but we do have chances to play sort of one-offs or two-offs over here, and then we can't do it because I always have to say, well, look, I mean, the band is not available at this point, and, you know, it's a bit of a shame. We were invited to play two shows in China the other day, and one was a club show in Beijing, the other one was a festival out in the Mongolian steppe. And I called my boys up and I said, you know, are you guys available? No, we have dates with, you know, our band. So I had to tell the guy that invited us, well, you know, can't do, sorry. It would have been a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing, and it's just, you know, weird. Well, it takes a few months where the thing is in production and the first reviews come in, and, you know, people just always make sure I get to see everything. And, I was really surprised. I thought, like, wow, this is, you know, seems like a bit of a gatecrasher here, this one. And then it started charting in the U.S. Billboard charts, the whatever top 100 singles or whatever, some useless chart. And it's been charting in Germany in various charts for, like, the past 2.5 months. It's just incredible. I mean, people really seem to get what you're getting out of it. And I don't know, I just did not really have much of an intention to convey with this album. I just had a lot of fun making it. I am like every artist. I have, you know, a sort of fictional persona, and that's how my creativity kind of vents itself. What I am in private, and what I am to maybe you, who are, you know, my friend pretty much and knows me a little bit deeper, is a complete different person that really goes into the studio and knocks out these tracks. There's a bit of a schizophrenic element going on, I think, that is inherent to being a creative person.
Cuando
Well, you can expect something that we haven't done in, let me think, 16 years. We're going to play the new album top to bottom, like we did with Nihil back in the day. And it's a record that lends itself very, very much to playing live. Even though it wasn't played in live, it will, and it does translate perfectly to the stage. And it's just going to be, you know, a knockout, whatever, hour of new songs. And then we're going to play some of our greatest... Here I go again. And I'm sure it's going to be a crowd pleaser, because everything so far comes together really, really nice. And it's going to be, I think, a mosh pit from the first four bars into the stage show.
Yeah. population has begun today. Hasta la victoria siempre.
This was our KMFDM special right here on Radio Goethe. I hope you liked the show. Get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. See you at the KMFDM show in San Francisco. And for other tour dates, just go to kmfdm.net. Thanks for listening. I'm Arndt Peltner.
A spectrum is rising in the world.